kelihatan.
At the Adwar fishing site, 23-year-old Jolton Mayol scoops up tilapia in a fishing net and dumps the fish into the bottom of his small wooden canoe, where they flap back and forth. Thorn says in April he was busy studying hard in school, but a lack of money for school fees forced him out of the classroom and launched him into the world of fishing.
I was in Uganda. When I heard that there is an opportunity here, I came here to do it since it worked that I am able to do. When I came, I managed to finish 4 bundles of salt on fish. When I took it to the market, I managed to get some money and use it to buy this canoe. Now, I am starting to get more money for other things and school fees.
Thorn says he has earned 400,000 South Sudanese pounds, or a little over $400, in less than a month of fishing. 24-year-old Makoukour, who completed his secondary school education this year, is salting and drying hundreds of fish in Adwar. He says he switched to fishing after looking and failing to land a formal job in the area.
Instead, to start to waste my time in Bor or give it to look for a job, I decided to come and start this work. So I'm working here, I'm comfortable with this work. I have almost 2 months now. The first time I came here, I spent 2 weeks. And I get 900 SP, 900,000 Sudanese pound in 2 weeks. You know, there's a lot of challenges in this country, the country that we are in. They corrupt many things. So there's no need of me to waste my time there to look for a job.
Several members of the organized forces, such as Ding Magot, recently got involved with fishing and preserving the fish by salting it at the Adwar fishing site.
I have been a soldier. When the pay became less, I switched to teaching. And again, there was no pay. So I decided to come here working throughout the night. I sleep only for 2 hours. I hear some of our leaders saying that the youths are lazy. Who is actually lazy between the leaders who are not serving the people and the people supposed to be served?
Tongbora Chek, chairman of Jongle Fisheries Traders Union, says commercial fishing only started becoming popular in the state in 2020.
We only knew how to get fish for food, and it was not sold for money. Recently, God changed our lives. Congolese, Ugandans, and Rwandans came to us and showed us how to survive on fish. So we learned to catch our fish, salt, and even take it to Congo and Uganda. It is the one that we are surviving. It is one of the things in South Sudan that are exported.
Achek says more than 5,000 people have become fishermen and women in Bor. Since 2020, he says Jongle has been exporting about 160 tons of fish per week, but the endeavor comes with its own set of challenges. There are multiple taxes along the way to the market in Uganda and Congo, and insecurity continues to be a problem. Atongkwal Manyang, Jongle State's Minister of Animal Resources, Fisheries and Tourism, admits some authorities are illegally collecting taxes from fish traders. She also says fishing needs to be regulated to protect the river from being overfished.
So as a government, or especially the ministry, we need to take this more seriously so that our people, the fishermen themselves, will know exactly when to fish, what kind of nets to use. And if somebody catches a small fish, for example, that is supposed to be for tomorrow, that can grow and breed, is not caught. And if somebody is caught with that, what are the repercussions?
Kual says fishermen and women should also be licensed to restrict overfishing. She says officials worry that far more people will take up fishing in the coming weeks and months due to the country's poor economic conditions. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Bor.